Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Next Wednesday through Friday, the Kentucky Horse Council will be holding its livestock investigation training at Morehead State University.
We've been doing this for over 5 years in partnership with the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association. This training is geared towards law enforcement officers, veterinarians, and livestock producers.
Kentucky Horse Council Executive Director Katie Ross describes the training in terms of horses, but it applies to the care of cattle as well.
Day one is a equine 101 where the person gets a brief introduction to horses, their behavior, safety, how to identify and how to approach a horse. Day two is about equine investigation, acceptable minimum standards of care for horses, and then documenting an investigation and identifying individual horses and their body condition scores. And then day three is about recovery, how to handle a horse that has been neglected, and then building a case against the alleged animal abuser.
The training assists in the goal of spotting and dealing with livestock abuse. The good news, anecdotally, that seems to be subsiding.
Honestly, I think that we saw a little bit more of this in the last couple of years, but I think it's dropped down a little bit, which is wonderful as the economy sort of picked up. I think people are able to feed and care for their horses a little bit better than they had been.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
This looks good. I think I'll try it. Now I need a package of beef. Oh, Kentucky Proud's on the label. I wonder if a Kentucky farmer really raised it.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
It's a good life. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As Kentucky Horse Council Executive Director Amy Ross mentioned, they've been partnering with the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association to provide training for this important effort. They try to reach a broad variety of potential students.
While many counties have the resources to have separate animal control officers that are knowledgeable about horses and livestock, many don't. And so this gives the opportunity to train both police, law enforcement officers, animal control officers, and anybody else who might be interested.
In their 5 years, they continue to put trained eyes on the ground across the state.
We've ranged from about 30 to 50 people per training, and over the years, I think we've trained several hundred officers.
That workshop next week, August 5 through 7 at Morehead State University. Details and registration online at KentuckyHorse.org. That's KentuckyHorse.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.